So as we breathe now, just taking the time to go deep, letting go of any stress in the body, just letting your mind relax, letting your face and your jaw relax, just sort of letting go of any muscles that are tense, letting go of any tension in your back and your neck, just letting it dissolve like there's a beautiful waterfall flowing over you. Completely letting go. Just bringing into your awareness the fact that you have an unlimited mind. There's part of you which is unlimited, unlimited. And everything that you experience, everything that you learn, everything you go through in life, it's all recorded somewhere within you. All the different events that happen in life. It's all recorded somewhere inside of you. And what we're going to do in this process today is bring out all of that genius, all that wonderful knowledge and information and experiences that you have, and turn it into a outline for your next book. And so we're going to do a little bit more relaxation in a moment, but let's just talk about this book outlining for a little while. So we've talked so far about how if you actually know how you can help somebody and you have a topic, an idea of how you can use your genius, your ideas, your skills, your knowledge to help a real person solve their problem, this is a fantastic starting point. And we've gone through lots of different exercises and different shifts in how you think about this, and we've done a lot of work already. So all of that's already inside of you. You heard all those things, they've gone into your subconscious. And what we're going to do in this exercise is we're going to allow your deeper mind, which is also the right part of your brain, to allow you the information you need to get your book outline written down. And the value of having a book outline is that when it comes to writing your book, if you have an outline that you have created, all you do is you sit down in front of your laptop and you just have a topic and you already know about all these things and you just write about one topic after the next. So it takes, 80% of the stress out of writing a book. One of the biggest challenges people find is if they try and just sit down with a blank screen and they don't know what they're going to talk about and they don't know where the book's going, it can be very stressful and can also become a complete headache when it comes to editing because it's all over the place and things take way longer than they need to and it's just a very unpleasant experience. So if you have an outline, a book outline, then you can just You could just sit there and say, okay, I'm talking about this now. Bing, 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 right about that. Okay, oh, and there's another one next to it which follows on from that. Okay, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about this. And you can just go through the entire book very, very easily. So we're going to be doing a little process that's going to allow you to come up with your entire book outline in about 25 minutes. Which is wonderful, so I hope you're going to enjoy this. I found this extremely helpful myself, and that's what I use when I write my books. So, let's just talk about how this works for a moment, and then we're going to get on with it. So what happens is there are two parts of your brain, which I'm sure you're aware of. There's the left brain, the analytical, rational, you know, linear side of your brain, which is responsible for, you know, giving you critical feedback and making sure that you look after your numbers and take care of things and has all these reasons why things won't work. And, you know, the left brain has helped to build bridges and create systems, and it, you know, it's very helpful. So there's nothing inherently evil about the left brain. In fact, it can be very useful for certain things. The problem is, what happens is we sometimes overdo the left brain thinking to the point that it becomes a serious problem. Because when it comes to outlining books, having creative ideas, thinking big picture, having visions of the future, anything artistic and non-linear, the left brain can't deal with that. So we have to be able to close down the left brain when we're doing this process, so we can allow our genius side, our right brain side of us, our subconscious mind, to just pour out the information that's already there in abundance onto the page. So the left brain is like a, you know, neurotic philosopher and mathematician that's just like spinning out about all these details. So the right brain is like an artist. It's just open and easy. And the right brain, generally, when you're in that right brain flow, you're in more theta waves and much more relaxed, much more tuned in. Meditation takes you into this kind of right brain state where you start to see the oneness of things. The right brain is all about how everything is connected, how everything is just one big experience, how everything flows into one thing to another. It's very unlimited, non-linear. So higher consciousness is, generally speaking, much more of a right brain type experience. So what we want is to allow ourselves to have full access to our right brain, higher conscious thinking, tapping into the subconscious mind, shut down this critical analytical side of us so that we can actually allow the genius that is inside of us to come out on the page. So that's what's going to give you your book outline. Walt Disney, he had an interesting situation set up in his company, because obviously Walt Disney is all about creativity. You know, he's created all these magical things. And in order to invent all these different, you know, amusement parks and cartoons and movies and all these things that he did, and his team, you know, they needed to be able to be creative. So he obviously had a business side as well that was important, and he had a whole business team, but he was more interested in the creative side. So what he did is he told the people who were the artists, you go away and you vision and you imagine things and you do whatever you want, do your sketches and any ideas, dream as big as you want, it's absolutely fine. And no critics are allowed in that room. So the artists were allowed to dream as big as they liked without any critics. Then they would meet with the critics, you know, the left brain people who would say, how practical is this idea you've just come up with, you know, because you can imagine they would have come up with all kinds of ideas. And then the critics might say, you know what, this isn't going to work, and this is ridiculous, and they have all these reasons why it won't work. The artists then would go back and dream up solutions to the critics' suggestions, yeah, because they want to get a practical result. You know, you can't like build a mountain like 100 miles in the sky, you know, that's connected with a small rope. You know, they might have all sorts of ideas. So they went away and dreamed up new ideas. The point I'm making is that this process of breaking these two things up has been highly effective, and that's what we need to do here. So when we're doing our book outline, we're allowing that experience to come through fully, that genius, and we're basically saying to our left brain, we like you very much, but you're not needed today. So you can go and have a break, you can have a vacation, you can go and do something else. You know, so nothing evil about the left brain, it's just that it's not needed now. So I hope that's clear with you, what we're dealing with here. And so the reason I'm saying this is because I'm going to ask you a lot of questions and you're going to answer them under a very short amount of time, because your right brain, your genius brain, doesn't need much time. All the answers are available immediately. So the left brain will start to analyze everything and second guess, right? We're not going to allow any time for that, because we're not even going to use the left brain. I'm going to ask you questions and your right brain is going to instantly give you answers, and you're going to write them all down. It's going to be very, very swift and easy. And like I said, I've used this myself plenty of times. This method that I'm sharing with you comes from Michael Drew, who teaches New York Times best-selling authors how to outline their books. And so far, I think he's had, I think it's something like 160 bestsellers have gone through this exact process or something similar. I'm going to change it a little bit, but basically this process has been used consistently and effectively with hundreds of people. So it's going to work. If it works for them, it's going to work for you. It's very easy. All you've got to do is trust that you know best, that the best answers are going to come out. So no need to analyze, no need to think about what you're doing. Just allow it to come through, and that is going to be enough for it to turn your floaty ideas that are inside of you now, bring them out into a very clear outline that you can then use for your book, so you can write your book with ease and grace. So in order to do this, it's important that you have a laptop computer, ideally. You can do this with pen and paper, but it's a lot easier if you have a laptop. Doesn't necessarily have to be a laptop, it could be a desktop, but a computer, so you can cut and paste. Reason for this is because one of the things you're going to be doing is moving things around. So you're going to write stuff down and you might reorder things. So you can do that by doing arrows and things, but it's easier if you can type it in. So I'll leave that to you. I recommend a computer. It's worked well for me. It's a lot faster. But of course, you're welcome to do whatever you like. So we're just going to take a few moments for you to get ready. If you need to do anything, do it now. I'm going to give you a couple minutes just to prepare yourself. Make sure you're set up so that you can focus on this. No distractions. This is your time to get your book, your best-selling book outline done. So let's make sure that you are fully present, and then we can get on with it. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes just to get ready now.